Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm going very well, thank you.
Very good.
This week, you actually said something to me that you'd want me to talk about. The language of fans.
Yeah, I've now, always been interested in this.
On the way home, I was thinking, that's not going to be really good radio, really. But in actual fact, it's a really nice story behind it all.
Tell us about it.
It is widely believed, not a good start, that in Victorian times, fans were used for relaying secret messages. Like,
I love that you know now that if it says it's widely believed, that you're just like,
Is it, though? But this, I think, is true, actually.
For example, drawing the fan across the cheek supposedly meant I love you, while twirling it in your left hand signalled we are being watched.
Oh.
Sounds a bit...
So this was like coded language.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of sounds reasonable that a Victorian lady could have used a fan not only as an accessory but also as a tool to attract additional attention. But by no stretch of the imagination could I see a male counterpart actually mastering what the hell is going on. A bit of a go at males here. Especially there's 25 different moves and gestures.
25? Wow, that's quite complicated.
I could possibly see a man maybe getting three or four of them.
That's like a whole alphabet, basically. Yeah. A whole alphabet of fan language.
Right, this is where it gets interesting, right? In 1827 in Paris, Du Villeroy, a fan maker and retailer, published a leaflet explaining the language behind the use of the fan. But sadly, the less romantic truth is that it's the so-called fan etiquette was invented in order to boost the sale of fans in the 19th century.
Oh, you got sucked in,
after the fall of the French Revolution.
Oh, no, I've been hoodwinked.
The leaflet became a huge success, and he became fan supplier to Queen Victoria.
Oh, really? That's quite interesting.
But, the myth of the secret languages has certainly been a persistent one and was referred to in many later works of fiction, most famously Oscar Wilde's play Lady Windermere's fan.
Yeah, see, this is my problem. I've been swindled by all of the plays and books and things I've read that use it as a tool.
Yeah. Apparently,
even if it was invented by a leaflet, if it was still used. It was.
But when I start, I'll read a few of them out later when I finished all this. But when I think about it, like if you're somewhere and it's like we got proper lights and all that now, aren't we? Back then, they'd have had candles and all that. And if someone's across the room and they're doing all this stuff with a fan, you've had a few beers or port and brandies or whatever they drink, it's just going to be too confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Anyway, there's an adaptation of it called The Good Woman, starring Scarlett Johansson as Lady Windermere. I don't know whether you've seen that.
I've not seen that.
How do you feel, Rachel?
I feel disappointed, but also I do like that idea of something, people wanting something to be real so badly that it kind of becomes its own thing.
I think, interestingly, some fans were used in different forms of communication. There was a popular party game in the 18th century called Fanology, or the speaking fan, and on one side were printed questions, on the other side was printed answers.
Oh, it's kind of like the game where you have to stick a name on your head and guess it, and everyone else knows what it is and you don't know what you are.
So that's the sort of thing. They've actually been around for thousands of years.
Fans.
And they were developed in Egypt, China and India, which is quite far away from
quite
each
broad,
other.
Quite broad, yeah.
They were for ceremonies and keeping insects away from you and keeping you cool.
Practical and fashionable.
Then from around 1600, the handheld fan was used in Europe. Then they were using it for commemorating special or historic events. I actually thought about that. If you're at a historical event, you probably don't know it's a historical event.
No, absolutely.
If you was at the Last Supper, you'd think, I'm just going for dinner. Do you know what I mean?
You've got a real thing for the Last Supper at the moment, don't you?
Well, actually, no, you think, I'm just going for supper with Jesus, we'll have a bit of a laugh with the boys, and then it all went off.
With the boys, just me and the lads.
Yeah.
And then it all went off.
I thought about that on the train. I was laughing at myself on the train. And in the 17th century, they were used in drinking games in like the royal courts. But I've got some here.
So they were still used as like a communication tool in that sense.
Yeah, I think they probably would have done. But as I say, in all reality, if you've got 25 of them, I can't see a bloke
working it all out.
Or even be bothered, really. Right. Placing it on the left ear is, I wish to get rid of you. Carrying it in the left hand open is, come and talk to me.
Wait, placing it on the left ear?
Yeah.
That's like piss off, basically.
Yeah.
And then okay.
Carrying it on your left hand with open is come and talk to me. Dropping it is we will be friends. Placing it behind your head is don't forget me. With a little finger extended is goodbye.
Oh, there's loads of them. I like that you can't just be like bye. You just have to.
But do you imagine
did you practice these at home, Rob?
I lent all my fans out.
What a shame.
But I was actually thinking, it's like I wish blokes would wear hats more because I really like hats and I feel a bit of an idiot walking down a hat with a trilby.
Oh.
But I think it'd be really good if we, let's get all this stuff back, like fans and all that, monocles.
I like the idea that's kind of, it's very sort of, you know, athletic. It's kind of like semaphore or something, the idea of tucking it behind your head and then sort of, you know, extending your right arm or whatever.
But you could mix signals, isn't it? You could accidentally drop your fan and you've said something. Okay, so
we're going to be friends.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, you're right. It is confusing. So, could easily mess that up.
But really check it out. I can't be bothered reading them all out because there's 25 of them.
I like that there's one that is Let's Be Friends.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I do also like that you have to say that codedly as well because everything is so cloak and dagger in the 17th. Is it 17th century? I don't even know.
When they had when there was the first balloon went up in France, they had like special ones for that, like commemorative ones and all that.
So that's something when you do know it's a piece of history, like this is a first, you know. I guess you could make a commemorative thing for that. It's like all those commemorative plates and stuff for royal weddings and things that you get. God. My friend sent me the most ridiculous tea towel after the royal wedding in 2011, and it is the ugliest thing you've ever seen. And I stuck it on my wall, you know, as a joke.
A real tea towel.
Yeah, a real tea towel from the William and Kate royal wedding. I stuck it on my wall as a joke, but then I had to take it down because people just thought I was a massive royalist. I was like, it's so ugly. Look at it. It's amazing.
That was the same thing with my Spice Girls Union Jack jigsaw puzzle.
You can tell me.
Which I've given that away now.
You can say whatever you want, Rob, but I don't believe you. I know you love the Spice Girls.
Oh, can I just say very quickly before we go, Tess has made me another coffee. Beautiful one. It's got a panda on it.
And very cute.
Beautiful.
Very cute.
Look, it's not as good as the cat.
Oh, no, but as it's got bigger, it's got really, really freaky looking and I love it.
It does look weird. It's lost its ears.
Well, thank you very much, Rob, for chatting to us about the language of fans today. Even if it is a little bit of an invented thing, it's still very cool.
When I read that, I thought, oh, God, she's going to be so upset.
No, but this is the thing. I do like it when people are like, we're still going to make it a thing.
Yeah. If anybody's got something for me to talk about.
Exactly.
Text in your suggestions to 5395 for Rob.
Or you can call us 309-3879.
Maybe you could be as disappointed as Rachel.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
You are listening to